The Justice Department got back on track in court today in the case of former Senator Ted Stevens. At their last court appearance in February, three attorneys were found in contempt for not turning over documents to Stevens' lawyers. Today, a new team of justice lawyers met before Judge Emmett Sullivan for a status hearing. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
It's been nearly 5 months since former Senator Ted Stevens was convicted of lying on his financial forms about gifts. Judge Sullivan noted in court Tuesday morning there's been as much activity after the trial as there was during it. In Sullivan's courtroom Tuesday, the government's table was full of new faces. Paul O'Brien is chief of the Justice Department's Narcotic and Dangerous Drug Section, but now he's speaking for the team dealing with the Stevens proceedings. O'Brien asked Judge Sullivan to put things on hold for 30 days while justice officials interview witnesses, including FBI agent Chad Joy. Joy filed a complaint after the Stevens trial alleging misconduct by a fellow agent and prosecutors. O'Brien said as soon as the interviews are finished, he'll turn over all the information to Ted Stevens' lawyers. Judge Sullivan agreed to put on hold all pending motions for a month, and he set the next status hearing for April 15th. Sullivan wants an update from government lawyers about a week before that, and the defense team will have a chance to respond the day before the hearing. In the past few months, Stevens' lawyers have filed a series of motions asking for the jury verdict to be overturned or for a new trial to be held. Many of their motions are based on the allegations made by Agent Joy and government witness David Anderson. Anderson says he gave false testimony about a plea deal he believes he had with the government. Judge Sullivan floated the idea Tuesday of having Anderson and Agent Joy testify in open court about their allegations. He didn't make a ruling on that, but suggested that both teams of lawyers think it over. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.